Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into hour number two, and I've been ranting and raving the last hour, and frankly, we should be ranting and raving. Even CNN has the headline that Bush is proposing martial law, permanent martial law in America. The troops aren't just going to be used when there's an avian flu problem or a bird flu or a flood. It's going to be used to literally run checkpoints and aim guns at you and search you and train you how to live in a Red Dawn scenario. Remember in the movie Red Dawn, whenever they go in the grocery store? They're like, shh, you shouldn't even be in town. Where's my paw? He's at the re-education camp at the old sports stadium. Shh. And they look up and the military officer's walking along upstairs looking down at them. I mean, folks, that's how they live in scum countries. This is America. And I don't want to hear it's for security. That border is completely wide open and that little murdering whore in the White House, that little limp-wristed fairy up there with a bunch of scum, a bunch of soft scum that thinks we're their slaves who've been buffaloing us far too long. I'm sick of it. Okay, stop. I just can't help it, man. I'm getting more and more sick of these people. And you know why I've been mad lately, shooting my mouth off at people, other patriots that run around griping and complaining? This whole country's going down. This whole country's on the edge of being over. You understand that? Of the real estate bubble popping, of depression, everything. It could really happen. And what are the other patriots doing? They're running around backstabbing, sneaking, running around on egomaniac trips when it's almost all over, folks. I'm sorry to have to talk like that. We got a lot of hope. A lot of good things are happening. There's masses of news coming up and your calls, of course. Anton calls in asking about concealed carry. It turns a right into a privilege if you have Texas style. Why do you need to be fingerprinted like a criminal? Why do you need to have background checks done? Why do you have to take training courses? Why do you have to do all of this to do something that's God-given, that our forefathers literally bled to death for? Cannonballs blowing their guts out, arms and legs off. Everything we got is off the blood of other people. We are disgusting, spoiled brats. But then you can argue that if the system is so corrupt as a stopgap to protect society to have those concealed carries, we know crime rates go down about 20% once a good portion of the public has it after about 2 years, that go ahead and, you know, admit we're in a corrupt system, go ahead and get the license, go ahead and jump through the hoops to try to protect society. And so that's the argument to have concealed carry. I say Vermont concealed carry. And then if you commit a crime with that gun, throw the book at you. But you know what? The people that do carry concealed carry, who aren't criminals, they got better track records than cops. And so you don't have to worry about it. Anton, does that answer your question? Anton's gone. Okay, I told him to hold so I can answer his question. Well, I hope that answered it, Bubba. Who's up next here? Robert in Tennessee. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I've spoke to you in the past. I just wanted to ask again. I called GCN Live and asked them why I can never hear you. I live 90 miles, 80 miles northeast of Nashville. During the day, I hear you perfect at night, 99% of the time. During the day, I can't hear you at all, period. What do you think?
Well, sir, that's because you're in the state where the 100,000-watt blowtorch shortwaver is.
Uh-huh.
And because it's so powerful that you can't hear it in your own state. I don't know how to get into all the mathematics and how radio works, but you're in the skip zone. And so because it's worldwide, it's literally shooting over your head. You understand WWCR is in the same state as you?
Correct. Yeah, I understand that.
It's in Nashville.
Yeah.
And so I'm told that about, just as you said, 90 miles. I'm told about 100 miles around there, you just can't pick it up. Some of their frequencies.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into second hour of transmission against tyranny. I'm going to try to focus now. Got Paul Watson riding shotgun with us. We will talk to Lenando or Lorando. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. And we'll talk to Annette and Rita and just many others that are holding. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. A really nice caller called in the last segment, Robert, who can't listen to us on shortwave there. I think he said he's like 90 miles north of Nashville. Well, WWCR is based in Nashville. And on certain frequencies, when you got a big 100,000-watt transmitter, it skips. That is, the frequency goes over you. And I'm told about 100 miles around there, some of their frequencies you can't hear. You know, it'll come in like FM radio in Timbuktu, literally, you know, in Beijing, China. It'll come in like literal FM radio here in Austin, Texas. I mean, some of WWCR's frequencies, I mean, it's like a joke. It sounds better than FM radio. Or that's an exaggeration. It sounds better than local AMs. I mean, it just explodes out of the speaker. And then there's a sunspot or something, though, you can't hear it. But we're going to have new frequencies at night. During the day, we're like, what, 9.985? But at night, the first hour is now 7.461. And the second and third hour is 5.765. 5.765, second and third hour, 9 to midnight. So first hour, 7.461, and second and third hour, 5.765. And at the end of October, all 3 hours will be on 5.765, which is just a blowtorch frequency. We really appreciate them giving us that frequency. It's better than 3210 at night. You probably have no problem listening to us right outside Nashville on 3210 right now, sir, at night, because that is more of a, I believe, I'm not an expert on shortwave, my uncle's a ham, that's more of a short-range frequency. And it still bounces, you can still hear it around the world, but its bounces are, I guess, smaller, you know, a smaller curve. And it gets, again, all off into mathematics, but that's why you can hear 3210, is it has small bounces, whereas the big 5.765s and things like that, and the higher up you go, have longer bounces. And this is probably all wrong. I probably get 100 calls from ham radio operators telling me what an idiot I am, and I am an idiot on some issues. That's just what memory serves me on this. One more program note that I'm going back to Paul Watson and your calls. I have held my tongue about this. I've been too busy fighting the New World Order to really worry about it. But it is the heart of the New World Order. Censorship is not, oh, Alex Jones won't have Satanists on promoting Satanism as a religion. No, if I went and wouldn't let the Satanists practice their bowing down before a pentagram and Lucifer, that would be censorship. Or if I wouldn't let them publish a newsletter saying they love the devil, that would be censorship. Not having them on my show is not censorship. Censorship is the government or corporations, media corporations with the government, blocking out, shutting down your website, shutting down your newspaper, shutting down your radio station. And everything Jim Tucker gets out of the Bilderberg Group, unfortunately, comes true. He says a year before, well, we heard they're going to bring down the Berlin Wall in a staged event. It happens exactly when he says. He says we're not invading in 2002, as they're saying in March. It's March of 2003. A year before, exactly as he said, exactly happened. Because we have spies inside. We're the actual world leaders, 125 of them, with 75 globalist minions who come to get orders, meet. And we infiltrate them, just like we just infiltrated the Bohemian Grove again and got even more footage and info and membership list and who was speaking and who was talking and what was going on, including David Gergen, by the way, one of the distinguished speakers. So this is how we get the job done. And this year they said, we got to do something about the Internet. We got to do something about American truth seekers. They call us Christian patriots. We are hurting them. And then that was the main focus. We have got to shut them down. And so right on target, their agents in the Patriot movement have started attacking. Just sheer absolute indicator. You never hear us doing that, folks. When you see people doing that pathologically over and over again, you know. Trying to create dissension in the ranks because they know we're moving against them. The main message is restrict our speech. So they're about to pass the hate crimes law, which will probably end up in the process kicking us off the air. Because you talk about anything. You talk bad about the IMF and World Bank, folks, you can be arrested. You read Old Testament passages, you can be arrested. I mean, it's in the bill. This isn't a joke. I know, you didn't think the Supreme Court would rule we don't have private property. You didn't think they'd do all this stuff. Look, you didn't think foreign troops would be here. It's happening, okay? Now, I am sick and tired of Time Warner. Not only are they doing that through the government, for about 5 years, and we've confirmed this, all over the country, you can't go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.net at any library in this country that has certain types of filtering software. There are some, but any place in the country that has this software, and that's the majority, these poor people buy it. They think it's a filter to filter out terror, hate, porn, hacking, and gambling. We are listed in hate. And you know what? I do hate you. It's true. I hate pedophiles. I hate scammers. I hate the Federal Reserve. I hate these lying warmongers. I hate the Israeli government who radiated 100,000 Jewish children and killed them. I hate our government that gave black men syphilis. They didn't just not treat them 50 years. Yeah, you bet I hate evil. I hate corruption. I hate the fact the dollar's been devalued by 45%. And I hate the fact the general public's so dumbed down they can't even comprehend what that means. But some Mexican immigrant can. A lot smarter than we are in many respects. I hate the fact that I'm not articulate, that I get so angry I can't even articulate how bad things have gotten. I'm going to Paul Watson in a second. I'm sorry for having you hold, Paul. But I got to say this, and Paul and I are going to write a big article about this. I have talked to probably 8 different people, people I know personally, who worked at Dell Computers, and you're allowed to surf the Internet on your breaks and at lunch. And if they visit Infowars.com, they are fired, they call them in, they show them the logs, and they go, you know your agreement here, the policy, you're not allowed to visit hate sites. Hate sites? It's Alex Jones, Best of Austin, TV and radio. You know, this is a guy that just posts bills on his website. Sorry, you're fired. And I've mentioned that, but I've never really gotten into it. Confirmed. Total censorship. Remember how Dell wouldn't sell computers to a major gun manufacturer because they said it was hate? Remember all that big thing about 2 or 3 years ago? I mean, it's not just me, folks. It's going to be everybody. I know you're conservative. Turn the guns in. I understand. But, so all of this is going on and happening. Be sure and add that, Paul, by the way, how they went after gun makers. And then every week we can't get on our own websites because we've got Time Warner Roadrunner Cable. It is better than DSL in most cases. But I've got to get rid of it. And I'm sitting there and I can't get on my site because they block our DNS. And they block a bunch of other Patriot website DNSs. And I call them, complain, they put it back on. Well, now, nationwide and worldwide, all Time Warner Holdings have blocked Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Our IT people have done the trace routes today. That's what's causing the problem. And they are doing a blackout on anybody that's got it. Everybody I know that doesn't have it can get it around the country. I've called New York. I've called Minnesota. I've called California. I've called people in Austin. If you got Time Warner, any type of internet service, you can't go to PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. They just feel like you don't get to have that. And I'm sick of Dell Computer and that smirking piece of trash. I'm sick of Time Warner. I'm sick of all of you. And let me tell you something. You're not going to stop us. People are going to go to Infowars.com, and they're going to read about how all the new keyboards have a tracker switch in them that reports everything back to the government. And they're going to learn how their cell phones track everything they do and even listen to them. And they're going to learn how OnStore does it. And they're going to learn that they're putting transponders in all the cars in Texas. And they're going to learn. And they're going to learn it all. And there's nothing you're going to do about it. Because the people have got a taste of the truth now. And it's going to, so I want all of you to start websites, and I want you to duplicate the headlines of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have a program where you can click on it, and it'll upload our stories every day to your site in your format. I want you to clone. I want you to put your own information in. We're taking over. We're taking this country back. I'm launching 2 more websites on different servers. That's it. Every time they do stuff like this, I increase our flotilla. Watson, I'm sorry you've been holding for 10 minutes while I've been ranting, but doesn't this make you mad, too?
Well, it's amazing, you know, that O'Reilly can get on Fox News and call for assassinating prime ministers. Pat Robertson can do the same on the 700 Club. And yet, we get called hate sites. There's an article today out of Italy where the government, under new anti-terrorism laws, has ordered public libraries and internet cafes by law to install this tracking filtration software and to take passport photocopies of every customer who uses the internet.
And that's so, and the same thing just happened in Australia. It's happening, folks.
So again, they're using that Chinese model.
We're going under the Chinese model. Paul, stay there. We'll come back and talk about it. But you know what the good news is? They wouldn't be doing this if we weren't hurting them. So you tell everybody out there on the web, the most important, hottest thing out there is conspiracy. It's telling the truth. go ahead and try to keep it from the people.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back ache, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. The Sacro Wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply lie on your back with the Sacro Wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the Sacro Wedgie regularly and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your Sacro Wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and ask about the next support for perfect spinal alignment too. Yeah, getting old is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your Sacro Wedgie today and specify whether it's for a man or a woman. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And give yourself a wedgie.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, this just in from the network. Everybody using AOL couldn't get to GCNlive.com or our site, but could get to all the other sites. See? Sometime last night, in the early morning hours, they loaded new filtration systems into their systems, into their servers. And this has been an ongoing problem. And I tell you, look, you don't get our websites and you got Time Warner, do not wait, do not procrastinate. You call them up and you say, you listen to me. If that isn't fixed in a day, and if this keeps happening, we're leaving your service. And don't worry, you can get other... Like, what's my problem? There's a local cable modem company. Oh, that's right. When I check with them, they buy it from Time Warner. Well, I'll get Grande then. Listen, in fact, I'm pledging it right now, except in a way I need to have it to know if they're doing it. You know what? I'll get two services so I can monitor them. I'll get the Cox or whatever it is, and then also get Time Warner, or Grande and Time Warner. And just, look, don't buy a Dell computer. They lost big business with their anti-gun behavior. Oh, sorry, we can't sell you a computer because it says here that you're a gun company. Remember that? I mean, this is how extreme Michael Dell, the big Bush supporter, is. Oh, yeah, he knows who to support. Let's go back to Paul Watson. Paul, I'm sorry I'm ranting about this, but in this country, I think about 10% of people got Time Warner. I mean, I know it's a large percentage of people, and I'm tired of them not being able to get to our websites, Paul.
Well, yeah, the only answer is to make a big stink out of it. I know several of the big technology websites usually carry censorship stories like this, so we'll write a big article, send it out, and, you know, they'll be damaged in the long term more than we will. So it's a mistake on their part.
Well, we just want them to stop it and correct the, quote, problem. But, no, I've talked to literally hundreds of people who cannot go to our websites in the libraries, and I've experienced it here in Austin. Paul, you've done articles before about people in England with the biggest internet service provider can't get to our websites.
Yeah, I mean, I get an email every week saying that it's blocked in libraries because of it being a hate site. I'm looking at the website now, you know, BBC, Financial Times, Christian Science Monitor, Charlotte Observer, AFP, Associated Press. It's all really hateful.
Well, what's hateful is that we connect the dots and show people the big picture. I mean, I get on the air and I go, look, CNN says Bush wants martial law. Do you want martial law? Here's what martial law is.
Well, yeah, it just shows, you know, we're taking flak, so we're having an effect. We got called, or you directly got called anti-Semitic by the Jewish Review. 2 days ago, because you had George Galloway on your show who said the Zionists were in bed with Hitler, which is a historical fact. But there were a rash of articles in Jewish newspapers bashing both you and Galloway as anti-Semitic.
I knew it was in the neocon newspaper, but I didn't know the Jewish Review did that.
Yeah, they had an article on it. It was on the website 2 days ago.
What did they say?
They said that your show was renowned for extremism and anti-Semitism, and then went on to try and disprove Galloway's claims that the Zionists were in bed with Hitler.
Because I'm against the white supremacists. I love it, man. I got the Jewish Review attacking me, and the white supremacists don't like me either. Because I wonder, it must really upset them that I've been on the air lately talking about how they microwaved all those little kids.
Yeah,
I guess I would not be anti-Semitic if I wasn't for microwaving Jewish children?
Any criticism of the State of Israel is anti-Semitic. Even though the ADL gives awards to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Who openly says he admires Hitler.
Yeah, that's how it works.
That's the problem. See, we don't admire Hitler, Paul.
Yeah. Basically, we don't admire the establishment, whatever establishment that is.
What exactly did the Jewish Review say?
Well, I can pull up the article and read it if you want. It was yesterday, in fact, posted under commentary. There was an article by Kurt Nemo, a commentary article on it, and linked from that article is the blog from Moonbat, which is the name of the blog website, and then this from the Jewish Review, Galloway blasts Israel.
And so there's another link in the article of the Jewish Review.
That's right, yeah.
Well, it doesn't work anymore. It's just they've lost all credibility. Oh, it's just sick. Hey, I stand guilty, folks. I've been on air saying it was wrong for Israel to radiate 100,000 Jewish children, and it was in the Jerusalem Post, so I guess they're anti-Semitic too, folks. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements for pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip.
But criticism really doesn't bother me. I mean, there have been Washington Post articles attacking me that I haven't even read on air. And it's gotten to the point now where I see news articles attacking me. Most of the time I'll read like half of it and don't even, because I'm not really into myself. But when it starts attacking free speech, it becomes a problem. And I had read the Kurt Nemo article, and I had read some of the blog against me, connected to David Horowitz's little neocon group. But I haven't read the Jewish Review and all that. Those are big publications. And then one of our Jewish friends over in London, Simon Aranowitz, who we had dinner with when I was in London, he gets that local British Jewish Review. And, man, there it was, the same hit piece on me last week. And then now Time Warner is blocking me out nationwide to anybody because I had George Galloway, a liberal member of Parliament, who's not, he's well known for being a touchy-feely on, all the race stuff. And we talk about stuff in the Jerusalem Post and Herats, where Israel's been caught carrying out terror attacks to blame it on its enemies. And then, so one of these guys uses the headline, Alex Jones, a fan of every anti-Semitic lie known to man. I mean, I could clearly take that guy to court, have a two-year battle, spend a bunch of money, get a judgment, and of course they wouldn't pay. And it's like an ocean of people to go after now. I don't know. I'm tempted. These guys have been losing a lot of lawsuits lately because they really will just put these labels on people that I mean, my long history of standing up against, you know, all these racist groups, I mean, I have a right to say I'm against Israel's policies. And, I mean, I've been criticized for not bashing Israel. It's insane. But you notice the people attacking me, they don't attack the white supremacists because they like the white supremacists because they say outlandish, stupid things that make anybody who's against what Israel's doing look like a fool. See, the white supremacists are the brush they paint us with because we're against the irradiation of 100,000 Jewish children. We think murdering those children was wrong, and so we're anti-Semitic, and we think Arnold saying that he wants to be worshipped at Nuremberg like Hitler and handing out Hitler records and saying he admires Hitler publicly and wants to be ruler of the world publicly is bad, but see, that's why he gets all the big Simon Wiesenthal awards. Because we fight Nazis, we are Nazis. So, that should be the headline. Because we fight Nazis, we are Nazis. The best thing to do, I think, is ignore it. These people have lost all credibility. You know how you answer it? You go to every blog you can. You go to every message board you can. You send out emails to your email list, and you tell them to go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and you tell everybody to get off Time Warner. Now, the problem is these big globalists are buying up all the hubs, so even if you're a service provider, you're literally going to be buying your bandwidth from people like them to begin with. Then we'll have to have alternative networks, and it's going to be tough to get your info in the future. I mean, it's really starting. And this has been going on for a while, and we haven't really talked about it much because we're so focused on other issues. But because we expose the Nazi death cults, allied with the Zionist death cults, because we expose the British royal death cults, because we expose the globalist master plan, because we talk about the dollar being worthless and all of this, they're very upset right now because we're hurting them, and we're going to go on hurting them, aren't we, Paul?
Well, that's right. I mean, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then you win. They attack you, then you win. They forwarded Galloway's comments, the Jewish Review, to Downing Street, according to this article, who said it had no intention of validating these well-known views of George Galloway with any comment. So now Downing Street's involved with it as well.
Oh, we have to. I didn't know that. Oh, there's reports to the guy. Tony Blair is overseeing what we said. Oh, we're evil, Paul. How dare Galloway and I mention the Jerusalem Post admitting Israel carries out bombings to blame it on people? How dare us, Paul?
Exactly. Galloway said he stood by all of his comments, so he's not backing down in any way. And I mean, it shows their frustration. Again, you have reports out of Capitol Hill Blue, who have inside links to all these White House sources, saying that Bush and his staffers are walking around swearing and screaming at everyone and are basically going insane. And then they come out with quotes about creating their own reality, you know, like painting a picture that New Orleans is all Palm Beach and hammocks. So, I mean, they're the ones on the edge of sanity.
I think everybody's going in crazy. I'm not running around cursing, folks, but I am running around yelling. It's just stuff, because they know stuff, the time is short. Listen, they got to do everything they're trying to carry out this operation of gutting America, and it's not going well. But at the same time, even though it's not going well, it's still very distressing to me to watch it happening. But I mean, how can they link to our comments, Paul, where we're going, oh, it's just terrible how Israel killed Jews, to blame it on people, and then it's admitted in Israel, but we're still bad?
Because any criticism of the government of Israel is racist.
But everybody knows that's stupid.
Exactly, and so do they, but it's the way of shutting down free speech. They're not going to admit the truth.
Yeah, under this hate crimes bill, if it passes, folks, they'll come arrest me. I mean, I go, look, Herat says they have fake al-Qaeda groups bombing. Oh, Alex Jones went to jail. He's mad. We're not joking, by the way. They're already arresting Christians who kneel and pray on the street corner. I don't know what to do anymore. They arrested the lady in New London, Connecticut. We're going into the meeting, I mean. And then she's been held for 16 days now. 15 days, Paul.
Well, yeah, here in Britain, they drug out and arrested an 82-year-old pensioner for heckling Jack Straw, the British foreign minister, and he was a Labour Party member. He was at the conference, and they stopped him from going back into the conference under anti-terrorism laws.
Well, I got articles here where in Australia they're saying no due process, no rights. They're just arresting bloggers, mainstream media, just running around foaming at the mouth. Paul, I think it's starting right now.
Well, exactly. And I mean, what they're going to do with these different security gradings, permissions, and what the government will allow you to do under your national ID card, IBM have rolled out fingerprint scanning keyboards, and obviously that level of permission on what you're allowed to do, if you're allowed to access the internet at all, will be built into those fingerprint scanners.
Well, there's stuff posted on our site right now they do not like. Like, all the new keyboards have a keyboard recording device in them that then transmits through the internet by itself without you giving it permission to the police every keystroke you're making. So, I mean, they just can't stand what we're doing, Paul.
Well, exactly, but as you said, it's not working. Point in case is they're having to shift the justification for martial law from terrorism to natural disasters, which is what Bush's spontaneous, if you believe that, Bush press conference is ever spontaneous, was all about yesterday. It wasn't about Myers, because 2 minutes after it finished, there were 200 Associated Press articles on every different website selling Bush's bird flu martial law plan.
And they've got so few people to go protest for Bush at pro-war rallies that Jeff Gannon's running around now, Bush's boyfriend, leading these things.
Well, yeah, it was, while it was going on in Washington, D.C., tens of thousands of people at least, there was a pro-war protest where 100 people attended. So again, this kind of 50-50 split on pro-war, anti-war, I don't believe it for a second.
Well, I tell you, I want to go to some calls, Paul, but we're living in the Twilight Zone. I mean, we really are.
Well, it's 2005.
You know, that must have hurt them, though, to have Galloway on and you got to repost Galloway's comments. You got to repost Meacher's comments, by the way. Remember when we had Meacher on and he said all that stuff about government-sponsored terror? And then now he's written a big article about it. Well, I mean, we need to get those two articles together. I mean, I guess Meacher's bad now, too, right?
Well, I mean, when a bunch of people on internet forums are saying it, they can laugh it off, it's nothing. But when members of parliament are saying the same thing, it gets to be a problem, and they have to respond, which they are now doing. But it only helps us in the long run. Our credibility is being enhanced. PrisonPlanet.com. On many days, you know, gets more hits than the Britney Spears website. We're up above Rush Limbaugh on some days. I mean, that's got to be hurting them.
Yeah, I can feel their eyes on me right now. It's like in Lord of the Rings, the guy of Sauron. I'm like, you know, looking down on me. But the old pyramid up there, the old eyeball. But, you know what? But no, we must be hurting them if they're doing all this, Paul.
Well, I mean, London bombings, I don't know if it's the case now. You know, a major historical event, type in London bombings into Google, certainly a couple of weeks after it happened, first link was our website.
Yeah, that's really freaking them out. Well, I mean, what are we going to do, though, if they start, they're already doing it where people can't get to the sites? That's just too bad.
Well, we just counterattack, make a big stink out of it, and as in the past, they will back down. It will come to a point where they won't back down.
Well, you know, it's not like we're just internet, too. We're AM, FM, satellite, shortwave, and videos and tapes that go out, hard copies. That's why hard copies are so important. So we have a multivariate. In fact, I want everybody out there who's bought my videos, who hasn't made copies, make a DVD copy, make a VHS copy, make one every night when you go to bed. Do it neurotically, religiously, pathologically, obsessive-compulsively. Do not stop. Make 100 copies in the next 100 days and give them to people. That's how we'll deal with this. Right, Paul?
Exactly. Like you say, when you get attacked, you just increase the workload, increase the attack arm. And in the long run, they're going to suffer for it.
Now, that's the rule. We have to increase our counteroffensives. The only answer to these attacks is to increase firepower. The only way to do that is by you, the listeners. Literally, all of us are. It's like we're millions of guns aimed at their flagships. If we all fire together, we can incinerate them. So I want everybody right now to just fire, 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 fire. Never stop firing. I'm just sick of it, though. Do you think the readers of all those neocon sites actually believe that dribble?
Well, their ego believes it. I mean, the person's conscience is separate from their ego. That kind of stuff bulks up their ego, makes them feel part of the scene, which is what people like Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh are, just part of, you know, a process of pumping up people's ego, making them feel part of the establishment. So their ego buys into it. I don't think their conscience would.
Well, I don't know how anybody could manufacture the fraud that we're anti-Jew. I mean, but again, Paul, it doesn't work anymore. It's like when I caught the black guys getting bribed for giving their false testimony. The State House admitted in 2000 when it happened that it was illegal, but then the paper just said, "Is Alex Jones racist? These men are black." I mean, it's a politically correct mental illness. But see, conservatives won't listen to political correctness if it's about blacks or Hispanics or Asians, but they will if it's about Jews, because that's a neocon specialty.
Exactly, and you mentioned the case of the preachers going to jail for 47 years for reading Bible passages. I've got emails, you know, every time we highlight the focus of homosexual adoption, which Bush's great new conservative justice is for, 11 times more likely to abuse children from all the studies in the last few years. But when you post that, you're homophobic, you want to hurt gay people. I mean, that's what you get.
But that's not true. Listen, folks. You're 5 times more likely in foster care to be abused, period. And what the statistic you reported is multiple studies out there. And at the same time, folks, where do you think they're getting these kids? They're snatching them from other families. You know what? I'm not putting up with it, Paul. You know, we're hate mongers because we're against abortion, too, right?
Yep.
You know, these liberals tune in, they hear us bashing Bush, and they, ooh, and then they hear us go, by the way, we're against killing babies. Oh, well, I thought you were good. Hey, get it straight, folks. We're not left or right. We're pro-life, pro-truth, pro-humanity. And if they're microwaving 100,000 Jewish children with high-powered radiation in Israel, Paul, I want you to go get those documents out of Haaretz and those documents out of, it was also in Jerusalem Post, big write-ups about it. We've never done a story on that, about how they tell the kids that they're going to the dentist, they kill them with radiation, and they give them the dead bodies back to the parents, say they died accidentally. You know, I want to write an article about that and just mourn these children. And I'm sorry I don't want to kill Jews, okay? I know if I was an evil Zionist who wanted to support Hitler, I'd be okay. But I don't. I don't dislike Jews. I like Jews. We're trying to save them here. Paul, do you want to apologize for being against killing Jews?
It is a twilight zone. You know, when Tammy Bruce, a socialist feminist, says that Bush is alienating conservatives and that his government is bigger than anything FDR ever imagined, that's the twilight zone. Conservatives remain so naive that Bush is supporting their agenda when he's supporting the agenda of the globalists, again with this latest appointment.
But if you talk bad about it, you're probably going to be anti-German.
Exactly.
Are you against Germans? Isn't Myers German?
Probably, yeah.
So you're against German people?
Yeah.
You just criticize a German. And don't ever criticize... I criticize Tony Blair. That means I hate you, Paul. All right. Sorry.
We criticize China for their forced abortion policies. Another abortion activist just got beaten to death in China. Does that mean we hate Chinese people? No.
Actually,
we're trying to help them.
But that's been said, though. We won't let the government. We're trying to fight the government killing them and taking their organs. So we hate them, Paul.
Yeah, that's the leap of logic.
Mercury's good for you too, Paul.
Yeah.
All right. Who's up next here? We'll take a call. I'm sorry. I'm out of control today. Leandro, you're on the air from California.
How you doing, Alex?
Fine.
I just want to say thank you for what you're doing out there. I really appreciate it.
Well, we're trying. They may come arrest me soon, but you know.
Well, you know, I can break you out of jail. I'll be there to help you out. I just want to first talk. I don't even know why. I guess I've been on the hold for 2 hours. So the initial reason I wanted to talk to you is pretty much gone by now. I did wake up this morning to George Bush talking about martial law, so I woke up pissed off to begin with. I'm pretty angry myself. Now I'm even more angry that I can't access your website because I recently got Time Warner. I had a feeling that there was something going on. I know they have the Illuminati symbol, and all that. And I was like, yeah, they're probably blocking it.
So you're unable to get to my website?
I'm unable to get to your website. I'm pretty pissed off about that. I'm definitely going to call Time Warner and Bright House Networks here locally and give them what I think. And hopefully they work it out. If not, I'll switch to a different server.
Well, yeah, what they do is, now it's nationwide. They've been beta testing it locally. And, millions of people can't get to the site right now. You ought to see the phone calls and emails we're getting. Tell you what, anything else you want to add, sir?
Yeah, I do. I want to talk some more, but I know you're going to break, right?
Okay, we'll come back to you. Hey, how dare us? How dare you want to be able to get to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com? Being an American means not being able to look at websites and not having freedom. Black judges, thank the government for taking your rights.
Thank you, government. Thank you.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Look, there's no debating this. Our IT people have already known about this problem. It's been ongoing for several years. Now it is every Time Warner system in the country. The calls are just spilling in. People have been accessing the sites for years, all our sites. You can't get to any of them but InfoWars.net. And see, this is a taste of the future. This is a taste of the future, ladies and gentlemen. They do not like what we're doing. And we specifically know what they're doing. They just block their customers. There's a block in there from being able to go to our sites. And because they're so stupid, they don't know about InfoWars.net. But let our caller in California finish up, but then we're going to go to Tom. Tom, finish up what you were saying. Go ahead.
Oh, Leandro.
Yes, okay. Leandro. Go ahead,
sir. I just want to talk about, basically, I just wanted to get off the subject. I know everybody calls in and tells you about all the different things that are going on, like nuclear bombs being out past South Carolina and all that. And I believe there are a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of things happening out here. And I think knowledge is worthless if there's no action. I believe that people need to step up to the plate and go to the local bookstore, study the Freemasons, try to study the Illuminati, research the roots of all this so they have a full grasp of what's going on. And also clean up their act. You know, I do agree with protesting and going out there, but there's so many protesters protesting so many different things that everybody gets confused. So I think protesters need to fight the battle by using the same weapons the government uses, which is information. It's what you're doing. I think we need to get as sophisticated as they got.
Well, yeah, people will put all this energy into going and having a protest, which I'm not saying is bad, but that's old media.
Yeah.
And instead of putting up websites, getting their information out, going and personally lobbying at the State House, you know, grabbing the senator by the hand and shaking their hand and going, listen to me, you stop violating America. Listen, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And you keep it up, my friend. Tom in Kansas City, you called and talked to the local fools at Time Warner, well-meaning employees, I shouldn't be mean, and they didn't know what was going on, and but they admit that it's down, and that so you're now going to call corporate. Tom, tell us what you're up to.
Well, this morning I got up and I logged on, and I'm an eBay seller, so I mean I logged on to my computer, got into my mail, got into FedEx, got into UPS, eBay, all that other stuff. Everything else was working hunky-dory, A-okay. I started listening to your show, and I wanted to just log on to PrisonPlanet.tv. Got nothing. It kept coming up saying I was unable to resolve. So I figured, you know, maybe you guys were just down for maintenance or whatever. But then after hearing you sit there and say, yeah, you know, they're pulling something a little shiesty, I decided to give our local office a call. And basically, they were given the, you know, the basic script to read. Oh, we're having, you know, technical problems, and, you know, we're working on this and we're working on that. And, yep, it's a problem here, it's a problem there. We're also having problems with, you know, other sites like Ameritrade, this and that. Well, I logged on to Ameritrade. There was no problem. That seemed to get up just fine. The only sites that seem to be affected are yours. I haven't checked GCN yet, but in the likelihood that that's, you know, being affected by their, you know, malicious intent is pretty high.
You're able to get there. But listen, we've tracked it back directly. They're just blocking us.
Yeah,
we caught them for 2 years doing it in Austin.
Well, what they told me is they were like, well, you know, it's a host problem. You're going to have to, you know, go back and check with you guys. And I you know, fluffed it a little. I said, no, I've already been on the phone with them, and they're saying that there's absolutely no problem with their servers, that, you know, that whatever it is, it's being filtered and it's being blocked on the
no,
internet.
No, it's only Time Warner, and then it's public libraries that have filtering software.
I mean, I urge everybody to call their local offices. Don't be rude, because like you said, you know, they're just people. The CSRs are just, the customer service reps are just people that are doing a 9-to-5.
Look, tell them, we're blocked in libraries, we're blocked in Dell Computer, we're blocked at Time Warner. It's globalist blocking us, it's filters. We don't appreciate it. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you doing that. Paul, comment on what he was saying.
Well, it's truly the Chinese model. Associated Press yesterday, China shuts down websites in crackdown. China routinely shuts down and blocks websites that operate outside of government control. And what China did was burn down a bunch of internet cafes, blame it on extremists, and then they shut down all the internet cafes in the country.
Stay with us, Paul. We'll talk about it when we get back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.